There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Been trying to get, my guy Robin, he keeps taking all this time off. So I may be able to nail him to come back on the show next week. We'll see. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I've been trying for the longest time to put together a team, a machine, if you will. Everybody that makes it big in the radio industry has that. What all of these guys that made it big, which none of them consulted with me or gave me any advice, one of the things they told me about the run-up to that kind of success is what you have to attract in the beginning to make it work. And recently I've started getting really lucky because I've started bumping into the perfect fits for the different things that I have coming on that are working in the background as we speak. Now, you've met Beth Baca. She is the ninja director of the Lock and Load machine. And today, I'm going to introduce you to the resident ninja scribe of the Lock and Load machine. This is a fellow named Tank Funicello who joins us now. Tank, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to cope. Pulling back that curtain a little bit. Here lately on the Lock and Load website, the last, what is it, four articles that have been put up there, that's been something you wrote.
Correct.
Yes, and that's because Tank knows how to write. He knows all of the apostrophes and pluses and periods and capital letters, and that's why I've... And he writes good stuff. He writes things, and he thinks the way I do, which... That's a whole other day right there about what Tank needs to seek out, the kind of help he needs, and all this other stuff. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Tank. Why do you write pro-gun articles? What is the genesis behind all of this?
Well, basically, like yourself, I am a huge supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm a former Marine, former law enforcement. I've been around guns for well over 15 years now. I shoot competitively as well. I see what's going on in the world today, especially our country, with the restriction of our Second Amendment rights. And like you and like millions of people out there in America today, I am very frustrated about what's going on. And I needed to rant.
So this is sort of therapeutic.
You got trigger therapy, and then you got typing therapy. I guess I can do both.
Yeah. Now, but you live in a place where you have the constant motivation to rant, though, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I am currently residing in the occupied People's Republic of California.
California. With a K.
Yeah, it's a very living here is not that bad, but you just have people who really just don't care about your rights and will do anything they can to take them away from you. I think we lead the country in mental midgetry, to be honest with you. I mean, these people just really don't know what they're saying half the time. It's pretty incredible.
California, I've never visited California, and alas, I probably never will. Simply because, well, I know a lot of people live in California. I mean, I've got sponsors that have been in California, but most of the sponsors that I had that originated in California have left California.
Yeah.
And because it, not just because it's the anti-gun part of it, I mean, it's anti-everything, isn't it, in California?
Right.
I mean,
oh, yeah. It's high taxation. There's just asinine policies when it comes to pretty much everything you do in your life. I mean, you know, we have this huge water shortage, but, with the drought, really don't have one. It's only because liberal policies are concerned about a six-inch-long fish that barely exists, and so we want to keep that fish alive instead of watering our crops. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
But, I mean, even that, I mean, just that one thing, I read about that the other day. All of the well-to-do people who are famous simply for being famous, they have nice green lawns because the fine for that, for actually using water is barely there.
Oh, yeah. It's up to Governor Brown just passed approved a measure. The fines is up to $10,000 a day. Well, that's just a drop in the bucket for half these people, and they just really don't care. It's pretty pathetic. It's elitism at its best, or hypocrisy at its best, I should say.
This is about you. This is not about California. We're going to move on from California. We're coming up on the first break in about 2-3 minutes. As far as what you see, as far as the gun scene in California, you keep very good company. I mean, there's lots of gun people in California. Run across them? I mean, what are the 9 million plus gun owners of California when they're sitting around regarding their state? What do they think?
It's really frustrating. There are quite a lot of gun owners in California and gun enthusiasts. Going to the range, ranges all around Southern California is where I'm from. It's a lot of frustration, the laws that are presented and or passed just do absolutely nothing, zero, to stop anything evil from happening, so to speak. The gun restrictions in California are just, it boggles my mind. It really does boggle my mind how and why people, like the politicians in California, want to make up gun laws. It is completely asinine.
Well, one of the things that boggles my mind about California, all of these little individual areas where you have a sheriff who will not issue a gun permit,
that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, but anybody from another county who can get a gun permit can walk right down the middle of those areas. They can walk right down the middle of Los Angeles or San Francisco or any of these anti-gun bastions, fully legal, no issues whatsoever, once they get the permit issued from somewhere else. So, I mean, it's...
For now, what's happening now is places like you mentioned, San Francisco and Los Angeles are actually trying to restrict those and violate people's Tenth Amendment rights by instituting laws and ordinances that are stronger than the state. So when traveling through places like, for example, Los Angeles just passed their own high-capacity magazine ban that's grandfather's no magazine. If you own it, you must destroy it or give it to the police. If you're traveling through Los Angeles and you're stopped by the police, they can take those from you and destroy them. Why? How is that legal, for one? And what happened to me being able to travel wherever I want without getting anything confiscated, showing no papers, all that jazz,
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Coming up on the first break, this is Tank Funicello. If you've been to the website recently, look down and the first four articles you'll see, he's the ninja scribe. He's the one that I'm going to let do all the writing. I cede all creativity to him. I don't even read the stuff he sends me now. I just post it because it's good. Just good stuff. You'll be hearing more from him. We'll be right back on a Monday. My guest, Tank Funicello. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I'm going to run. It's the only kind of holster I'm ever going to run. Go check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from California, but he's also the resident lock and load ninja scribe, is Tank Funicello. Tank, I want to ask you a question because you're a former LEO. What do you think about this thing we have where on any given day, and it comes from the same people. It comes from the same people. We'll have some people on one point decrying the fact the way the police treat things and treat people and saying, you know, I mean, we've seen all this violence against cops. We've seen an 89% uptick in cop deaths over the past year. And at the same time, they'll use them as a pawn, even though law enforcement will stand out there and say, no, that's not really true. They'll use them as a pawn and say, but we have to protect them against these kind of guns and these kind of bullets. What do you think about that?
I think that argument is completely misbased. The last thing you mentioned with the ammunition, when the ATF tried to ban the SS-109 bullet, saying it was armor-piercing and it was capable of penetrating body armor. Well, duh. Every single rifle round known to man from 22 on up can penetrate soft body armor. It's a fact. It's just they use law enforcement as a pawn for whatever they want to do. We support our girl. We want to protect our law enforcement from these cop killer bullets. Well, they have one incident where a police officer was shot with one of these rounds and killed. Never happened. Never once. Why is this an issue now? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, if a police officer in this country sneezes, he's under investigation. Law enforcement around this country is being treated so badly within the past 5 years. It has gone toxic almost on how these people are treated. It boggles my mind.
In New York recently, we have seen demonstrations against the police. We've had Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, who ostensibly I would think he's the commander-in-chief locally of the police department, if you want to give it a military connotation. He's been out there criticizing them after. Maybe I'm wrong on my timeline. He criticized them before, like with the Eric Garner incident, which, you know, everybody ignores as far as the Eric Garner incident. Okay. He was selling cigarettes. Okay, I understand that's not that big a deal. But if a police officer walks up on me and says, put your hands behind your back, I'm not going to look at him and say, challenge time. Let's see if I can fight this cop.
Right.
And this is not being, you know, I'm not trying to be completely submissive here, but, I mean, in most cases, in 99.9% of the time, I know I haven't broken the law, and he's going to find that out.
Right, right. It's called patience. You have to be patient. If you're, just like you said, you're contacted by law enforcement, just do what they say, and everything will work itself out. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. And, like, for example, take the recent events, you know, in Baltimore. You got guys like Geraldo Rivera, who I just despise. This guy comes out on live TV and says, we should treat every death by law enforcement, we should treat that as an automatic violation of his civil rights and assume guilt before innocence. He said that on live TV. So he wants to... You know, not only is he anti-gun, but I guess he's anti-Constitution, Bill of Rights, because he really doesn't care about your Fourth Amendment rights, your Fifth Amendment rights, anything. You know, assumption of innocence before guilt is completely thrown out in his opinion. I don't understand where guys like him, you know, get off saying stuff like that. I really don't.
He's supposed to be conservative, too.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah. I mean, he wants to run for Senate, but as a Republican, I just don't get it.
Well, I think he would run as a New York Republican, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly's a New York Republican too, so I mean, that's where I'm sitting on those two characters. The only entertaining time I have with those two is when they're actually in the same studio at the same time, because I think they genuinely want to kill each other, and I wish they just let it go. Think of the rankings.
Attention with a knife.
Yes, they're attention prostitutes, no doubt about it. Now, as a former LEO, how do you feel about armed citizenry? How did you feel about that?
I am all for it. I have no problem with it. The issue is we can't be everywhere 24/7. Everybody likes to throw out, well, it's your job to protect serve. That is just a quote. That is just a slogan. It's not my job to protect and serve. It's my job to answer calls for service in a timely manner. Yes, I will do everything I can to protect you, and I'll lay down my life for you if that's the case. But, you know, police officers, 9 times out of 10, they show up after the crime is committed. We can't be there 24/7 to protect you. I wish that was the case, but it's not. And I'm all for you having a firearm to protect you or your family or your house. I'm a huge supporter of that. I don't see why people shouldn't, you know?
Did you ever prevent a crime when you were wearing a badge?
You know, sometimes, but, I mean, that's just the luck of the draw. You know, you're on the street, you know, sidewalk, a fight breaks out, I prevent a stabbing from some guy who has a knife, or I prevent a shooting. But that's rare, you know? We get dispatched to calls after crimes have been committed. We very rarely can prevent a gang-related shooting. It's just, they wait for us to leave. They're not dumb.
I'm being asked, do you have any other blogs besides what you're doing here?
No.
So this is where your main body of work would be at Lock and Load?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Just I had said that, but I wasn't sure. So then I thought, after I've made this statement, I'll go back and double check my work. Not exactly
yeah,
the best
no,
way
I,
to
I
do
read,
journalism.
I read for you, big guy.
Okay. I've got a whole bunch of stuff of tanks I haven't published yet, and in the coming days I will get it published. I publish it the way I do in order to give people time to read it. So he's very prolific, and quite the resource to have on tap. And you'll be finding more of his stuff. And we're going to talk about in the next two segments. We're going to talk about some of the stuff he's written, and just mull that over because I like his take on certain things. You can find Tank on Facebook as well, right?
Yeah. I've got my own page or my own personal page. I haven't set up a writer page yet, but I'm around.
Soon he will be visited by the Yakuza tattoo artist who will officially make him the Lock and Load Ninja Scribe. It's going to be very painful, Tank. I hope you can take it. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Only kind of holster I run, only kind of holster I use. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, he is the resident scribe of Lock and Load. He's the Lock and Load Ninja scribe, he is. And I want to talk about his latest little ditty out there. You talk about the whole lack of civility in the gun argument, and it actually takes a whole bunch of shapes and forms, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. It's I really don't think they understand the word civility. They mainly understand the word hypocrisy and basically how it should be for them and not you. It's laughable, to be honest with you. It really is. The immaturity level of some of these people are just, it's comical. It really makes you laugh.
The anti-gun side makes us sound like, I don't know, barbaric. What was the race of individuals they constantly fight in the Lord of the Rings, the big hulking monster looking dudes? They make us out to be like those guys.
Oh, absolutely. There is no such thing as a quote good guy with a gun. They say they use those words, but they always use them with the picture of a gangbanger or a murderer or something like that, and say, hey, this is a good guy with a gun. Or they always do that, or the favorite one they always like to use is the size of one's genitalia. I don't understand where that comes from. I really just don't. And they don't even use it against guys, too. They use it against girls, everybody. It's like, why?
I was on what is a top-rated, probably the top-rated liberal radio show one time. The Tom Oh, what's Tom's last name? Tom the Liberal. I was on Tom the Liberal's show. I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name because he doesn't matter to me. But I was on his show, and I completely turned him inside out on his initial point. So then he wanted to start talking about open carry and that this was a compensation that men did for a lack of their sexual proficiency or something of that nature. And, you know, first of all, what does that say about cops?
Yeah.
Second of all, you know, or military, because I've carried a gun in the military, and it was a tool. It was a pain. Carrying a gun as a civilian is a pain. It is one of the most uncomfortable undertakings I do all day long.
I couldn't agree with you more.
If not the most uncomfortable. So, he talks about compensation. I'm not compensating for anything. I'm just carrying something extra, one more thing than he probably carries.
Right.
Like
California, so some people can't carry guns because it's so hard to. So all you can carry is a knife, if you're lucky.
Yes. And in other parts, you can carry whatever you want. Although I have noticed, you know, I use the California concealed carry permit as a example of, you know, once you get granted one, you can carry a gun all over the place right now as it sits. And I know that finally it's finally getting to the point to where the gun grabbers in California that are in lawmaking have finally noticed this, and they're trying to make amends to this, but
They lost big. There was a recent lawsuit by a gentleman named Mr. Peruta who sued San Diego County for their issuances of CCWs. And California is known for a may-issue state. If you can prove good moral aptitude and all these jump through all these hoops to get one. Well, he won. He won his lawsuit. And San Diego County decided not to appeal. It got taken up all the way to the Ninth Circuit Court, which, I don't know if you know, is the most liberal circuit court in the country. And they sided with Peruta. They said it's unconstitutional and forced them to change to a shall issue.
Right.
And it was so bad that everybody and their uncle, the Brady Council or the Brady Campaign, our State Attorney General Kamala Harris decided they wanted to get involved because they needed to prevent a travesty that would allow a law-abiding citizen to carry a firearm legally. God forbid that were to happen. You know, it would just be pandemonium all over the state.
Pandelirium.
Yeah. So they actually have a hearing, I believe it's June 16th, it's called an en banc hearing. It's a panel of judges in the Ninth Circuit. And we'll see what comes out of that. But that can have far-reaching implications across the country.
Yeah, Ed is a good friend of the show. I got him right after that little thing. He's a guy that splits his time, and this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. But he splits his time between Connecticut and California.
Right. He's a good man. Really good man.
He's a good man, but he picks bad places to live.
But you know what, though? It's kind of good. You pick a bad place to live so we can change the negativity about it. So he's a fighter.
I'll tell you what I would like for you to write, and as someone that lives in this area, this would be a good thing. And I've always wondered about this because I on a regular basis have said that, you know, we still have the freedom of movement. So if you live in a state like New Jersey or New York or California or something, you do have the capability of moving away and getting more freedom, right?
Right. Right.
And I understand the argument of, well, this is my home, and I'm going to stay and fight to make it better. Okay?
Correct.
But, like, let's look at a couple of cases, like in the case of Shanine Allen in New Jersey, who lived in Pennsylvania.
Right.
But went into New Jersey and almost lost her entire life because she carried a gun into New Jersey because she didn't realize she'd crossed over into East Germany.
Right. Exactly. That proves another point too, though. The criminal justice system in this country, you know, they give criminals so many more chances than they do law-abiding citizens who may and all that stuff. Putting all that stuff aside, she made an honest mistake. She owned up to it. She stepped up to like, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And they were going to fry her, you know?
Yeah, well, they gave in.
Yeah, they came in, but, you know, what would happen if they didn't? You know, what would happen if she didn't get all the support around the country that she did? She would have been tossed to the wolves. Yet, you know, some guy, you know, what's that guy in Baltimore? Freddie Gray. I mean, how many arrests for drug possession and drug steals did he have? Over 15, 20 of them?
Yep.
Yet he's still out on the street? Still in jail?
Yep.
Hypocrisy at its best.
Yes. Well, you know. But that's something I would like for you to look at. I can only imagine how many different ways you would keep going back on the pro and the con, the pro and the con, the pro and the con. Because, like in California, for example, where you can come down for under a, and we're about, you know what? I'm going to ask you this question in the next bit. I know we were going to, in the next segment, I know we were going to talk about stuff you've already written, but I'm trying to, I would really like your take on this. And since you're in California, well, you have that unique ability to write about it. My guest this hour is Hank Funicello. You can find his work right here at lockandloadradio.com. He is the one with the news. He's the guy that writes the articles. He is the Lock and Load Ninja Scribe. You can find him right here. Coming up on the last break, you know, I've got a really good question to pose for the Ninja Scribe. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it's going to be on your hip, on a paddle, on a drop, on your vest, on your chest of your vest, under your dash, on your bed, wherever you want it to be, the G-Code holster will adapt. It will go there. It's that modular. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is the resident Lock and Load Ninja Scribe. That is Tank Funicello. Tank, let me ask you a question. In California, you have these things like the domestic gun violence, what do they call it? The warrant, the court order where they can prevent you from committing domestic violence by taking your guns away.
Oh, absolutely. It's very efficient.
Yes, and now
insert sarcasm.
Do we know yet what happens if I'm a California resident and I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, somebody catches me out loud. I'm in the middle of a messy divorce and somebody catches me listening out loud when I say, you know, I had a chance to run her over in a parking lot and I thought better of it. And then I get hit with one of these domestic violence restraining orders. That's what it is. And they take all my guns. What happens if I move out of state and I'm no longer subject to California law?
Well, unfortunately in California, if your guns are ever confiscated by legal means by law enforcement, it's actually very, very hard to get them back. There's a lot of loops, hoops, and paperwork and all that jazz to fill out, submit, pay, and all that stuff. And it's not so much for the law enforcement agency, it's more for the court system in county, the state to re-release and all that stuff. There's a lot of even people who get their guns confiscated, not so much confiscated, but taken as a precaution, or when a homeowner uses his firearm to protect his home, they take his gun just to make sure it's legal and all that stuff. Just to get that gun back is a pain.
I'm just talking about, would it follow me? If I moved to Arizona, am I going to have any prohibitions against me just because I lived in California? And
if you get your guns back, no.
What if I don't get my guns back and I move and I just say, keep them, I don't care, keep all that junk.
If you're adjudicated, you have nothing to worry about. It will not follow you.
I've often wondered about that. I'd like you to take this. You seem to do a very fine, thorough examination of stuff for you, right? Take a look at that stuff and, you know, tell me what you think the most egregious of that stuff is, and maybe write a little ditty about that one. That would be fun. Simply because, you know, a true domestic violence perpetrator. I mean, if I'm there and I own guns and I am an abuser and my ex-wife gets my guns taken away from me, I'm going to kill her with a potted plant. That's just going to anger. It's just going to incense me. I'm not going to be sitting there going, well, I guess they'll be watching me. No, they took my guns. They're not watching me no more.
It all boils down to the premise that if somebody wants to commit a crime, they're going to use whatever tool they have available. They don't have a gun, they'll take a kitchen knife. And a recent case last year in Isla Vista, Santa Barbara, with that producer's son going on that murder spree. He killed his first two victims, his roommates, with a knife and ran somebody else over with his car. Forget the gun. He didn't even have a gun. There would still be three people dead by knife and vehicle. So, and that's one thing that the anti-gun group refuses to accept, that cars cause more deaths in this country three times over than guns. Medical malpractice kills five times as many people in this country a year than guns. They refuse to accept the literal hard fact that people will take whatever it is they have available to them to commit a crime. Fact. They just don't like that word. They skirt around it a lot. It seems to be a common theme for them.
Right. Yes, I constantly look at that a little bit, and that always amazes me how far they will go to keep from actually telling the truth. But that's, you know, neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. It's a constant source of entertainment for me.
Yeah, it really is. It really is comical. It really is. They make themselves out to be sometimes not smart to be politically correct.
Yes, I guess so. I guess so. Now, now I know you've looked at other things. You've looked at the Moms Demand Detention, which is what I call them, but they actually use the Moms Demand Action moniker just to be sure that everybody knows where they got to go and what we're talking about here. How effective would you say they're going to be now going forward after we looked? They've just been to their second NRA convention. They don't attract anybody. Nobody wants to go listen to them. They have to bus them in. They have to pay them and bus them in.
Yeah, I honestly don't understand how they still operate. But one way that they do is obviously they take Bloomberg's money, which they're really good at that. They always claim that they're both grassroots and everything like that. I would say at best they're AstroTurf. Because everything they do, everything they stand for is all manufactured. It's like you said, every single quote unquote rally, they have to bust people in and pay them to show up. And even then, it's a poor outpour. You know, they'll Photoshop a picture, or they'll stage a picture where it shows, you know, 10 or 20 people, and they'll say hundreds of people showed up. Well, there's actually 22. You know, it's pathetic. And they don't stand for the truth. They twist and skew statistics to feed their purpose. You know, and their founder, bottom line, it's like, oh, you know, a stay-at-home mom with five kids. No, she's actually a really suave political activist. She was a communications director for God knows how long. She knows how to work the system. She's not some stay-at-home mom that takes care of her family, or, you know, maybe she does. She cares that she does, or she doesn't. But bottom line is, she's not truthful about her past. She's not truthful about her agenda, and neither is her organization. Bottom line.
Yes, that I would have to go along with your characterization of that. But at the same time, I haven't seen that much of her. That's why I was asking, and you had written something about them the other day. And now I know Bloomberg is getting ready to once again rebrand himself one more time. And he's about to have his own news organization. He's drafted one guy from the New Republic and some lady from the New York Times. And that will be his go-to people.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Every time they do something like this, we come out even stronger. And that seems to be the common denominator here. They will go out of their way. I mean, they spare no expense. Literally, they spare no expense. And they claim, you know, the NRA puts in money. No, the NRA has paid members that want the truth told. You know, we come out better always on top.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you compare one to the other, I mean, the NRA actually has members. I think the Moms Demand Action, they count people liking their Facebook page as a member.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, they it's not like they have a vast organization of people that are paying to be members of the Moms Demand Action.
Right. They claim to. They claim, oh, we have so many members. No, no, actually, no, you don't. So, you know, wake up. It's time to wake up.
Wouldn't it be fun to go to one of their meetings and not, I mean, I wouldn't be that concerned if I went to one of their meetings and one of Bloomberg's. And let me ask you a question as a former LEO, and we got about a minute, so this should be fairly quick. If I'm ever at one of those things and one of these private security people walk up to me and decide to get rough to me, if I dislocate their shoulder or something, am I in trouble?
It all depends on the situation, to be honest with you. It's kind of a gray area because you can basically say yes or no. It depends on the situation, you know.
Well, if I'm just standing there, I know people that have been around their stuff and they get mirrored by the security staff. And if one of them were to walk up and I'm a long way away from them and they're telling me I need to get out of the area, I think I'd probably take umbrage at that. But
I would agree with you. I would go ahead and say that you're good on that one. If you're not posing a direct I won't even say threat. If you're posing a direct intrusion on them, then yeah, okay, they might be in the right. But if you're far away and they approach you and they take umbrage with you, they've overstepped their bounds completely.
There you go. You'll be hearing more from Tank. You'll be seeing more of his stuff right here at lockandloadradio.com. Tank, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
All right. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.